access the Lord's blessing. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray especially, Lord, that you would come and anoint your word and the power of the Holy Ghost, that anointing that breaks the yoke, would be upon your word. And it would not return void, but accomplish wherein you have sent it to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. In Ephesians, the 5th chapter, in the 26th verse, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot, wrinkle, or blemish, the Bible says, or any such thing. Amen. It would be, let's read that again. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. That it should be holy and without blemish. God is coming back after a church that's standing in holiness, righteousness, truth, no spots, no wrinkles, and no blemishes. He's going to present the church to his Father. Amen. I want to be a part of that church. I want to be a part of that church that's been purged by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Then Revelation tells us something that we best take a look at. Now, I'm convinced that sitting in the church houses today, the majority of the folks that's sitting on the church pews will never walk the streets of gold. The majority of them will wind up in that awful place called hell, along with the majority of the preachers that are preaching. Because preachers are preaching for filthy lucre's sake, and God says no. Amen. And preachers are preaching for number and attendance and prestige and pats on the back. And God says, no, we've got to preach this thing because God called us and because according to God's word that he has declared. The Bible says in Revelations, the 21st chapter, and in verse 7, it talks about the man or the woman that overcometh. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Verse 8 says, but the fearful, listen to this now, but the fearful, the unbelieving, and the abominable. He lists fearful and unbelieving before any other sin, because if you are unbelieving, you're not going to accept the message. Man must believe in his heart and confess with his mouth. The fearful, the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and sound mind. Then he goes on to say, after he lists as the fearful, the unbelieving, and the abominable, he lists murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and adulterers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and with brimstone, which is the second death. Now, this is the understanding that God's word gives us. I didn't make the rules. God made the rules. Amen. Now then, the Bible says in Paul's writings in 2 Timothy in the 3rd chapter, he goes on to say what's going to take place. He said they're going to be perilous times, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, and fierce despisers of those that are good. You notice here yesterday that governor called all them people together, and they're throwing a fit because he had a day of prayer, and what, 25,000 people showed up to pray? Thank God for that governor. We need some more governors like that. Amen. We need a president like that. Amen. The Bible says in verse 4, traitors, Headley, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more of lovers than God. Here's what you got to watch out for, verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Every church that's meeting in this town, this nation, in this country today has a religious form. They talk about God. They talk about the Bible. They give you a history lesson. They give you a summary from the Word of God. But what we must have someone to tell us is the truth. The truth is something you can beat it down, run it over in the corner, jump up on it, pile sack it, but when the truth decides to come up, and when the truth decides to come out of the corner, come out of the pack, or wherever you want to say, there's nothing can stop the truth. Amen. So we need to have the truth, and we need to face the truth. There's a lot of people who won't face reality. They won't, you know, they will not face reality. My son is very, very sick. My daughter said, one of the nurses asked her, said, do you realize that he is very, very sick? To get him well, to pray for him, you're going to have to realize that he's sick. Amen. You're going to have to realize you've got a problem before you're going to get help. You've got to realize that you're a sinner. Those out there today that are sinners, that's listening to this message in your homes, your automobiles, sitting in front of your computer or monitor, wherever you may be, you're going to have to realize that you need help. You're going to have to realize you're a sinner. If you're a whoremonger, you're going to have to realize that's wrong. If you're a liar, you're going to have to realize that's wrong. If you're an adulterous person, amen, you're going to have to realize that's wrong. Amen. If you're shacking with somebody, living with somebody, every day goes by, I talk to droves of people. I literally talk to droves of people that says, I'm not going to have no more marriage. I said, well, you know, I asked one lady, I said, you through with men? Oh, she said, I like men, just don't like marriage. This is where the world is at today. Now the churches are saying, come on in. Come on as you are. They want their number. One of the most, appears to be, growingest church in town has filled itself up with those kind of people. Well, you say, well, that's who Jesus preached to. But Jesus also took the hide off of them. And he also told them what they need to do. So I'm going to say today, if you fit these categories of sin, you're going to have to repent. The Bible says, unless you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. I can't sugarcoat it. I can't whitewash it. I can't tell you to go ahead and live with that person. It'll be all right. Our government is corrupt. Amen. Our government tells people every day that it would be better if you were not married, just living together, then both of you could get a check. I had a lady come in the office just in tears, and she said, the social service, the tax people have told me that if my husband and myself would separate, we both could keep her check. But if we live as husband and wife, they're going to have to take one of us a check or lower both of them. We're a sin-sick nation. With my head laid on my pillow the other day, I looked over and told my wife, I said, we're getting ready to get our nose busted. I'm not talking about me and my wife. I'm talking about this country. This country is getting ready to get its nose busted. What happened this week? Over in one of the, where they're fighting, Afghanistan, right where they was at, they said a load of 30-some military people are high-intelligent people that's running things over, running the war, the SEALs, the Navy SEALs, 30-some of these people was killed. Whew! Gone. Somebody shot them out of the sky. We've just started down a road that you can't imagine where it's going to end. Why? Because we have a corrupt government that spits on God, that mocks God, that took prayer out of schools, said abort all the babies you can. Now we have a president that's elected a bunch of homosexuals to run the school system and said, all right, we're going to have to start teaching in all of our textbooks homosexuality is a normal way of lifestyle. We're sick. This country is sick. You better get a hold to the horns of the altar and you better go to praying because we're going down, 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 down.
Amen.
This is just the first of the things that's going to happen. Shooting that helicopter down with 30-some of our most strategic people. That's just the tip of the iceberg what's going to happen. Because you can't mock God. God said, I will not be mocked. Amen. I'm telling you. It's going to get bad. You ain't seen nothing. But see, we've let the rerns. We've let this thing creep into our pulpits, our churches. We've let it creep to our congressmen, our senators. I heard a statement in the news. I heard a statement made that our elected officials don't think it's anything wrong with them lying to the people or them stealing off the people, but they still think it's wrong to rob banks or to steal in a store but shoplift. But there's nothing wrong with them lying to the people and stealing off the people. The corruption in our system is a stench in the nostrils of God. And the only things keeping this country together is those that's got a hold to the horns of the altar. Those that have faced reality and realize you can't save America. You can only save a few of the people that'll believe the truth. You will never save America. America will never come back to be a God-fearing nation from our White House again. It'll never come back. It's too late in the picture. Our corruption will keep getting more corrupt and more corrupt. A cesspool of stagnation we will continue to be. But that don't change the fact whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We have got to continue to cry loud and spare not. Let me give you some solid scriptures about the subject. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Notice he says perfecting holiness in the fear of God. One of the scriptures that when I traveled heavy preaching gospel crusades, one of the scriptures that God early in my ministry said, preach it. Isaiah 35 in verse 8. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. And it shall be called a way of holiness. Then in Romans, the 6th chapter and verse 19, I speak after the manner of men because of the iniquity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants of uncleanness, and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield yourself servants of righteousness unto holiness. God simply says, on down in verse 23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. We have to choose. We have the privilege to choose what we so desire. God's calling his people to holiness. God's calling the church to holiness. In Thessalonians 1 Thessalonians in chapter 4 and verse 7. For God has not called us to uncleanness, but into holiness. What is holiness? It ain't a name on the church. We've got some homeless churches in town. It's an abomination to God and God's word. They defy everything that wholeness stands for. But they still got wholeness upon their name. So that don't mean that the name wholeness on the church is worth 2 cents. God simply says holiness is his standard for wherein that his people are to live. He said, be ye therefore holy, for I am holy. God is righteous and holy. Holy is completely cleaned up from sin and not going back. He said that a lot of people is like an old sow that's been washed. She goes right back to eating, amen, and wallowing in the mar. A dog, it returns back to his vomit. An old dog eats his own vomit, you know. That's what God says the world is likening to. I'm going to tell you something. They're marking their bodies up that looks like filth. One man said the other day, I believe he told Sandy he got saved, so he got him a new tattoo to show the world he was saved. He needs a preacher that'll tell him the truth. I've seen them have their ears swell so that you could stick, you know, something an inch or two in diameter through their ears. Things, rhinestones and stuff sticking out of their tongues. All their eyelashes and eyebrows with things in them, their lips, their faces, body piercings. All this stuff's an abomination to God. Why don't these deadbeat preachers get in the pulpit and start educating people and tell them this is sin, this is perversion. This is an outcome of what's on the inside. I'm going to tell you something. You get it right on the inside, you'll clean up the trash in the filth. Now, I don't know that the wholeness folks got it right by their list of do's and don'ts. But I'm going to tell you something. Without commitment, you won't have nothing. If you can smell like the world, dress like the world, live like the world, and act like the world, you ain't going to God's heaven. Amen. It's going to take cleaning your act up. It's going to clean up the trash. You're going to take out the trash. You're going to have to take out the trash. You know, around the office here, you know, we got trash cans sitting there. Where I went in a church one day that did not have a trash can nowhere in the building. I thought to myself, my land. We set a trash can at every corner. And about one time a week, we have to empty them. If we don't empty them, they get to stinking. A lot of you folks out there are stinking, you know, because you've not emptied your trash. You've got to get rid of the trash. Amen. But he said, amen. But unto, he's called us unto holiness. Amen. This is the promise of the word. Amen. Then the Bible says in Hebrews, the 12th chapter and verse 10. For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasures. But he for our own profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. You know, if you don't get it in the heart, what you put on or take it off ain't going to fix it. That's what was so bad about the teachings that taught salvation to be in the dress line, the hem line, the garment, the makeup, the cutting of the hair. That's what made some of that stuff just not workable. But if you perfect true wholeness, you will want to be what God wants you to be. And I'm sorry, I don't believe God wants you to be a painted up mess. I don't believe he wants your hair shaved off like a woman shave it off like a man. And I'm not even for sure that God wants a man to shave his head off to where he's a peel head. Because the mobs, the corruption in this country started in that. And I can't understand why the policemen want to shave their head and all the paramedics want to shave their head when it represents the cult world and it represents the perversion world and it represents, they said it right in nationwide television this week, that in the Army, they called them the skinheads. And they said the skinhead groups was corrupt to the core, you know. And I don't understand why our paramedics and our law enforcement people want to be a skinhead, because that represents perversion, corruption, and anti-whatever. In other words, they're telling you that they're against everything, you know. And they need to pray through in Jesus' name. We've got a mixed up world. The Bible says in Hebrews in the 12th chapter and verse 14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Now, you can tell me all you want to, sucking your cigarette, chewing your baca, living with somebody you ain't married to, that you go into God's heaven, and I'm going to tell you, the word said, without wholeness, no man will see the Lord. Amen. I didn't say it. He said it. So we need to get off of our addictions. We need to get off of our drugs. We need to get off of, you know, and see, cigarettes are an addiction. Somebody said, well, I can get along with you. You tell me you got to give up your cigarettes. Don't get me started on cigarettes. God cursed a weed, and man will take a weed, tobacco is a weed, will put a narcotic in it, making it a drug, a narcotic, and will take that thing and suck it through his lungs, wherein God breathed into his lungs the breath of life, and will blow that perversion and that old stench out through their nostrils in God's face, and you tell me God's going to let them go to his heaven? Somebody better wake up and smell the coffee. Amen. I don't believe cigarette-sucking people are going to make it in, because without wholeness, no man will see the Lord. You say, Brother Goat, I'll turn the radio off and I won't listen to you. I'd rather you turn it off and not listen to me and know that sucking those cigarettes are going to send you to a devil's hell, because you're addicted to them and you are on a narcotic and you're not going to make it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Amen. And you better give it. Well, I take a little marijuana now for my arthritis. In hell, you'll lift up your eyes. I'm going to tell you something. All this drug stuff is filthiness of the flesh. Tobacco and cigarettes are filthiness of the flesh. And do you think God's going to let that filth into his heaven? And I know folks say, well, no, Brother Goat, I appreciated you, but I can't buy this. I'm going to tell you something. If you can buy from $3 to $4 a pack while your kids are starving, you know, denying God, won't pay your tithes, won't give a dime to God, spend $30, $40 to $80 a week on your cigarettes, and you tell me you love God, I tell you, you're a liar in Jesus' name, and the truth ain't in you. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. We need to wake up. And you preachers out there that's on sitting in those pulpits and patting those people on the back that smoke and drink and take drugs and chew their back and you shake their hand and make them church members, you are going to wind up in hell because you're an abomination in the sight of God. Amen. Woe be unto those. Woe be unto those, according to the word of God. It's time we wake up and we realize without wholeness, no man is going to see the Lord. God's got a holy standard. His blood will cleanse you. Amen. But we forget that God is righteous and wholeness, and without that, no man will see the Lord. God, in Jesus' name, our message is hard. Your word is plain. If there be any hope for anybody, it will be the truth of your word. God, save to the uttermost. Let men and women lay down their drugs. Let them lay down their narcotics. Let them lay down their cigarettes. Let them get rid of their snuff and their bacchus. Let them get rid of all the filthiness of the flesh. and let them come to know you as Lord and Savior. Those that are committing adultery, living together, living in affairs, that are whoremongers, Lord, in Jesus' name, let them repent, fall at an altar of prayer, be saved. That man or woman that's living together so they can draw two checks, let them get right. Let them either part or get it right, go to an altar, get saved, and get their lives right and come together in holy union of marriage, or let them separate so they'll be ready to go to heaven. Because none of those that commit any of those sins we preach today will walk the streets of gold. Not my rule, not my policy, but God's rule and God's policy. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. God love you. God bless you till we come to you again.